I'm David Brancaccio. After the shock of recession, with only about half the 22 million jobs lost due to pandemic having returned, why then is FICO, one of the leading credit score companies, reporting that on paper, more of us are looking like better risks for borrowing? The average FICO score topped 700 this summer, reaching its highest on record. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Two of the main things you need to do if you want to get your credit score up: pay your bills on time and pay down debt. And more people have actually been able to do that during the pandemic, says Ted Rossman of creditcards.com.
We've seen all this government stimulus. We've seen all these hardship programs. Lots of people have mortgages and student loans in deferral or forbearance.
But those stimulus checks and federal unemployment benefits are long gone, and Congress is at an impasse. And that worries Chi-Chi Wu, a staff attorney with the National Consumer Law Center.
If we don't get additional assistance, I am concerned that we're going to see a lot of consumers unable to pay bills, unable to pay rent.
And that will eventually have a negative effect on people's credit scores. Many lenders are already factoring that in, Rossman says.
So even though the average FICO score is going up, it's gotten a lot harder to access many types of credit.
So that higher score might actually be worth less. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.